It's Friday of the fifth week of Lent. It's Passiontide. It is also the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. This is Father John Zilsdorf. The Roman station today is Santo Stefano Rotondo in Montecelio. When the relics of the proto-martyr St. Stephen the Deacon were recovered in Jerusalem, they were brought to Rome in 415 and placed at the interesting Santo Stefano Rotondo, the ancient round basilica, consecrated in the early 5th century. It is indeed round, and originally had 3 ambulatories, but over the centuries it was reduced to 2. It is built on the remains of a military barracks, and there is also, beneath it, a shrine to the pagan god Mithras. St. Gregory the Great preached sermons in this church. The bishop's throne he would have sat upon as he preached is preserved here. Over the centuries, the basilica was damaged through invasion and then neglect. However, it has been fully restored, and it is a must-see when you go to Rome. Today we are 1 week out from Good Friday. As such, it is the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. Today it is possible in the older form of the Roman Rite to celebrate Mass for the Feast of Our Lady, counterintuitively with white vestments and even a gloria. Mary, as sorrowful mother, is often depicted as art as being pierced through the heart with daggers or swords, as an echo to the prophecy made by Simeon at the time of the presentation of the Lord in the temple. He foresaw that in the Passion of the Lord, Our Lady would be so much in union with her divine Son's will that she too would feel great anguish. And it's an interesting connection with the Roman station. There's a famous picture of Mary being pierced by many swords in the Basilica of Santo Stefano Rotondo. Devotion to Our Lady of Sorrows gained special attention after St. Bridget of Sweden learned from Mary that 7 graces are granted to the souls who honor her daily by saying 7 Hail Marys and meditating on her tears and her sorrows. From Toward Easter by Father Patrick Troadec. In exactly 1 week it will be Good Friday. The sacrifice of Christ accomplished once and for all 2,000 years ago will be mystically made present for our souls. Our thoughts and our hearts will all be taken up with contemplating this profound mystery of the justice and the mercy of God. Holy Church willed to consecrate already a special day for honoring the sorrows of Jesus' Holy Mother. The sufferings of the Blessed Virgin begin when the old man Simeon predicts that a sword of sorrow will pierce through her soul, but they reach their paroxysm at the foot of the cross. On that day, not only does she accept the martyrdom of her son, but she offers him to the Heavenly Father. Our Lord goes spontaneously toward his passion, and Mary offers willingly her beloved son for the glory of the Most Holy Trinity and for the salvation of mankind. Mary mixes her tears as a mother, the most holy and the most loving of mothers, with the divine blood of her Son for the redemption of the men of all time. God, who had given her this divine Son, asks her for him back on Calvary, and Mary offers him with all the love of her heart in the greatest adhesion to the divine will. O Mary, O Mother most loving, it is your heart also which is pierced, mystically, by the iron point of the spear. It opens for me an entry into your sorrowful and immaculate heart, and I wish today to meditate on your sufferings.